We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Vav Amabez, and we are beginning a Braisa on the bottom of Vav Amaleph, and this Braisa actually is a very long Braisa with some breaks in between, but we're going to talk about all about Pshara. We're going to come out with four different Shittas Tanoim, and really six Tanoim, but four different Shittas Tanoim about Pshara. Tanoim Abaram. Kashem Sha'adim B'Shloisha, Kach B'Tzua B'Shloisha. First of all, just like a Din, Torah is a 3-day Anim. Pshara also done with 3-day yonim. And Zogat Tanakama on top of our base, Nigmar Adin, Iyat Rashay Liv Mitzoya. Once you had a Gemar Adin, you can't make a Pshara anymore. Zograshi Nigmar Adin. Shomru Ispoin Yata Zaka, Ispoin Techayiv. You cannot do anymore the Pshara. Now, Tosis is bothered, like, obviously, after he's told the guy's Chayiv, how are you making a Pshara? The thing's over. So Tosis says that maybe there'll be a tzad. The yonim will say, you know what? We you made a mistake, and really I'm not sure you chayiv. So let's make a pshara, let's work it out. You're not allowed to do that. After Gemara Din, you can't make a pshara. It's mashma matana kama, that it's no mitzvah to do a pshara, but you can do a pshara until Gemara Din. But after Gemara Din, it's too late, you cannot do a pshara. That's the shita of matana kama. Sar mashma kash shimon. So leza b'noshim v'rishag lili oimer, osur livtsoya. This tana holds, or leza b'noshim v'rishag lili holds, you're not allowed to do Pshara. It's also, it's an iser. Whoever does a pshara is a chayte. B'chama varach es habetzeya. Anyone who gives who's mishabeach, he praises the person who does pshara. Harezim and na'itz. That's considered going against Hashem. Well, then the pasuk says, in this pasuk, it's referring to the person who does a pshara. It says in the pasuk, ubeitzeya beirech ni'etz Hashem. The person who gives a praise to the Bala Pshara is Niyat Hashem, is Chas V'Sholem being cursing Hashem. Now, obviously we're talking about a case where the Bala Dinim Atzmam didn't come and want to do a Pshara. It means if the two Bala Dinim come over to the guy, come over to the Bez and say, we want to do a Pshara, that's a Kuliyam Amut to do a Pshara, they want to do a Pshara. The case over here is, according to Zman Yom, is two Bala Dinim come to Bezdin, and the Bezdin says, you know, let's make a Pshara. That's also to do. Why is it also to do? Because the Shalom Gneva. If Reuven is really chayiv to Shimon and you're making a pshara, so you're causing Shimon to lose half his money. He's making a pshara, making a thing. He did everything. Reuven took money from him and bought hamburgers with it instead of investing into a property. He owes him $100,000. There's no shalom about it. You said you're investing in a property. You didn't do that. You bought hamburgers with it. Or you made a fancy chasana. So then you owe it back to him. I'm like a pshara. That's not a pshara. So therefore he holds, this Madi Yom holds, Osho Lev Tzaya, he now let make a pshara. It learns from a pasuk.
When do you do pshara?
Never. Yeah. Who says you have to do pshara? Who says you do pshara? Or Leza says you don't do pshara. As it says, Osho Lev Tzaya, you're not allowed to do pshara. Like Rav just spoke out that if two Bali didn't say they want to do a pshara, you can do a pshara. So if you're bothered by that, I have a case. I have a case that you do pshara when two of them say they want it.
That's
why Mizmanazad always. I would wait for Mizmanazad to at least finish all the shittas. Then when you tell me what we do, Mizmanazad, like, I hear. But we'll see what we finish the Gemara. This is one Mandiyama. Actually, a little hint, we don't pass like this Mandiyama. But the lacha is that you also love Tzaya according to this Mandiyama. So what does he say? El Yikov Adin Esahar. Let the din bore a hole in a mountain. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, and the gears has to be changed a little bit, but read it like we have in the Gemara. Shenemar, ki ha-mishvil elikimhu, this is a lashon of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Torah talking, he says, ki ha-mishpat elikimhu, which means, mishpat is for Hashem, and we do whatever we have to do. V'chei Moshe ha-yemer, it's really just Moshe, not v'chei, and this Moshe just said this, yikav adin ha-sahar, that the loch is, Yikov Adin Esahar, that the din will bore a hole in the mountain no matter what. Too bad. Aval, Aharon, his minig was, Oyev Shalom Reid of Shalom, who makes him Shalom on Od Mechaveira. And he made Shalom to Od Mechaveira. Rashi Avarn's the question, what do you mean? So Aaron was not like a Lezbar Rashi basically? So Rashi says, no, it's not Shver. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, V'kivin Shay Shemeya Machloikis Beinehem, Koidim Shiavayu Lefon of Ledin. Before they came to Din, the whole thing is only when you go to Din, they can't make a pshara. But before Din, you could try to get them to make a pshara. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosis pshat, the maskal Ava Aaron, is Pirish Kimish loy hoya dayin, loy hoya din balafonov, elfe moisha vadle de shari. Similar to Rashi, but they're saying Bechlali wasn't a dayin. So Akaponim, that was Aaron's minig. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, Toiras emes hoisa befiu, va'avlo loy nimtsa besvasov, which means that Torah Emes, when it says Torah Emes, Torah Bafiu, Lashon Bafi is talking about Aaron, because by Aaron it says Kesif Se Koyin Yisro Das, and he was, and he made shalom between them, and Heshev Rabim, Heshev Mavoin, he stopped a lot of fights and a lot of averus by making shalom. So that's the shita of Rabbi Lezmesh, and he really holds that it's aser to do a pshara. Yikayv hadin asahar. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that pasuk is not referring to that. Therefore, according to Eliezer, there's no iser. It's option. There's no mitzvah, no iser. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that pasuk was something else. The pasuk of Abitzea Berech Niyatz Hashem, someone something else in the Gansan. Hareisha Gozel Sa'a Shachitim, someone stole a Sa'a of wheat, V'tachna, he ground it up, V'afa, and he baked chalas, V'hipish v'na chala, and it was Mafrish chala, Ketzad Mevarach, then he makes a bracha on the chala, Einzem Mevarach El Menaitz. Because he stole the flour, stole the wheat. The one who makes the bracha of challah niyetz Hashem. That's a chas Hashem, a niyetz Hashem, a curse to Hashem that you're taking something stolen and making a bracha. Oh, good kash. You're asking why you take challah after you bake it. The offer is the offer. Who is running challah? What's the the good kash? Taka. Tois asks the kasha. Tois says there are things that you take challah after you bake it. I in Chum, a certain type of like loose batters that you take it after you bake, but that's why it says you make the bracha of challah after you bake it. From Hifrish Menach Challah. Good kasha. Okay. That's Rav Leizer Shita.
Rameh, yeah? You don't make a bracha on this thing?
No, you don't have to make a bracha. No, you don't like a bracha on a gnei v'dig thing. No, of course not.
And is this Rav Leizer arguing on?
Yes, because he didn't shout in the pasuk, so he holds not an isser. The whole makar for the isser in this pasuk goes no isser. So he holds. We're going to see, he holds like the Tana Kama, holds that you could do it if you want. But it's not a mitzvah, it's not an iser. Rameya Omer, Rameya says, oh, not a pshat in the pasuk, and also holding Rabbi Eliezer, that it's not a riot to the iser. Rameya Omer, loinema b'tzeil k'neged Yehuda. It's going k'neged Yehuda in Parashas Vayeshev. Shinema, it says by Yehuda, v'yayim Yehuda elachov, that Yosef was in the bar, and he was dying in the bar. And he says, "My betza kinarig as achino. What are we going to gain if we kill our brother?" And therefore, he said to sell him. Now, did Yehuda do a good thing or not? So Mara says, "V'chol mavarach es Yehuda raise him a night. Whoever praised Yehuda for this, for saving Yosef, raise him a night. Why? Because he was sold the mindset. It was not a good thing. He should have told him. Zagrashi shayil leimar nachzirenu laavinu achre shayidvarus malachav. They're listening to him. He should have said, let's return Yosef back to the father. And since he just said to sell him, so therefore it's not praiseworthy. And on this, someone praises Yehuda. Alzenem abitzeya beirech niyat Hashem. Whoever praises Yehuda is no good. The Mashal is a little different pshat in this Gemara. The Mashal says that Yehuda did do something praiseworthy. He saved Yosef. But Maisa, some people would learn the pasuk that he was trying to get money. By betza, what money are we gaining? She says, if someone who says, this is the opposite, we're praising Yehuda, saying, someone says Yehuda did it for the money, that is called a niyetz Hashem. Someone who says that my betza, bitzua, the money was the reason for Yehuda, that was the reason why Yehuda did it, that is called niyetz Hashem. Rabbi, now we're going to go to the next Shita Tanoim. We have a Tana Kama that says, it sounds like you could do whatever you want, but just until Nigmar Adin, you can do Pshara. After Nigmar Adin, you can't do Pshara anymore. Then we had Rabbi Elazar ben Yosef Rezeglili, who says that it's also to do Pshara. Now we have Rishu ben Karcha. Rishu ben Karcha, Eimer, Mitzvah Levtzaya. It's a Mitzvah to do Pshara. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Emes Umishpat. The Pasuk says, Emes Umishpat shalom shiftu b'sharechem, that you should do mishpat shalom, and you should do that type of din b'sharechem. When there's mishpat, there's no shalom. Why? Someone loses. The guy who loses is not exactly excited. If there's shalom, there's no mishpat. Ella izu mishpat shesh b'shalom. What's called mishpat that has shalom in it? That's b'shara. And he says that's the way shiftu b'sharechem. Do b'shara. So he learns that pshara is the mitzvah. V'chem Davru Eimer. By Davru also says in the pasuk, "Vayimloich David al kol Yisrael." He David oisem mishpat utzdaka lechol amay. So we darshin mishpat utzdaka. What's going on? Kamakayim sheyesh mishpat ain't tzdaka. Tzdaka ain't mishpat. Usually tzdaka and mishpat don't go together. Ela eiz mishpat yesh tzdaka. V'aymer zeh b'tzua. That is pshara. So this is now we have in my yama holds. It's a mitzvah to do pshara. So Mara says, Also, the next part of the Braisa, this is the interjection of the Gemara, that the next part of the Braisa, you should realize, is not Rosh Hashanah and Karka talking, it's Tanakama talking. Also, the Tanakama that teaches these psukim of tzedakah or mishpah different, because he doesn't hold it's a mitzvah. So also in Tanakama, Adonis Adin, v'zika sazakai v'chayiv v'sachayiv, v'rosh v'schayiv oni mamoin, you done the din, and you saw that the oni lost, but you feel bad for him. He doesn't have money to pay. Turns out this oni, he's chayiv. So what do you do? V'shalom tech beisai, the dying takes money for himself and he helps the oni pay himself. That's mishpat tzedakah. Zem mishpat tzedakah. Mishpat lezev, tzedakah lezev. The question was, what's mishpat tzedakah? If you do din, it's not tzedakah. So Rav Shuva Karka learned from there, pshara. The Tanakam says, nah, that's not pshat in the pasuk. Pshat in the pasuk, you're doing yikav din asahar. We're doing real din. But you know what you do? You help out the ani. You help out the ani. That's mishpat tzedakah. Mishpat lezev, tzedakah lezev. Mishpat lezev, shuch shloim mamayin. That's mishpat tzedakah lezev, shashim loim tech beis. You help him pay. And that's pshat in the pasuk of David, that mishpat tzedakah. Now, Rebbe didn't like that pshat. Kashulei the Rebbe, it says, "U tzedakah l'chol amay." That's the pasuk by David. So he David oisu mishpat tzedakah l'chol amay. If it's talking about mishpat tzedakah meant a case of ani, why is that l'chol amay? Bishlam learned pshara. We understand it says l'chol amay. But if it's not a pshara, what's l'chol amay? Kashulei Rebbe, how l'chol amay l'aniim abayalei? Dafka aniim according to Tanakama's pshat. Dafka aniim doing mishpat tzedakah. Hello. Rebbe's pshat is like this: even though you didn't pay from your house, zel mishpat tzedakah. I'll tell you what it is: mishpat lezel tzedakah lezel. Mishpat lezel shushloim moina. It's mishpat for this one who has to be chayev to pay. Which tzedakah lezel shohoytzi gzelim tachas yada. And tzedakah, the guy who doesn't have gzelim, well, that's tzedakah. A guy who's zoicha to get rid of all his gzelim, that's kavaldik. That he doesn't have gzelim anymore, that's called tzedakah. Rav Shimon Menasi Yomer. So now I'm going to go to the fourth shita. Because we don't count Rav Eliezer and Rameh, who had different shatim and Beirach near Tashem. We say that's like Tanakama. We already have three shitas in Pshara. Tanakama says, you do what you want, but only for Nigmar Adin. Rav Eliezer, Rav Shigulili says that it's awesome. Rav Shimon Karp says, it's a mitzvah. Voshtate Rav Shimon Ramanas. Rav Shimon Ramanas, you aimer, Shdaim Shbola, Fenechel Adin, actually Tishma Devrayim. Before you heard their tainus, oy mitzvah devrayim. Well, you heard their tainus, but you don't know where it's going. We at the day lahecha and didn't know it. At Rishoy Loimer lahem, you let to tell them tzu ubitzu. You let to give them the option. You want to do psar? Let's do psar. But mitzvah tishmal devrayim at the day lahecha and didn't know it. If you heard their tainus, you know where it's heading. You didn't make a psak. We know where it's heading. At Rishoy Loimer lahem tzu ubitzu. You cannot tell them go do a psar. So this is a little different than Tanakama. Before nigma din, you can't do ready. As long as you know where it's going ready, you cannot do psar anymore. Shnei Malak says in the pasuk, "Poite mayim reishis modoim." If you want to be poite mayim, which means you want to stop the fight, so you have to do a reishis modoim. A fight is similar to water, which keeps on going and it can break the dam. But here, reishis modoim. You want to stop the fight. Poite mayim reishis modoim. Do it by the beginning of the argument. And before the fight is uncovered, then the toish, which means koyim shesgala ariv at yochel on toisha, you can push it away to pshara. Mishes gala ariv, once it's open and exposed, iat yochel anacha, you can't really push it off into a pshara. Rosh Lakish Amar, a different taich, nothing to do with pshara. Rosh Lakish Amar, shnayim shavol adin. There's two people come to din Torah. Echad rachva kasha. One guy's a soft guy. The other guy, he's scary and he is a tough. One tough cookie, this guy. So now the dying sees the guy walking. He says, "Oh no, I'm in trouble. If I say anything against this guy, he's going to take care of me as I got." So atzah tishma devrayim. If you didn't hear the tiny yet, I'm just devrayim. And you don't know where it's heading. Atzah shor loim alehem. I'm not taking care of it. I'm abstaining. I'm not getting involved in because I'm scared. And this kalachem shem is chayiv chazak. Maybe the tough guy will be chayiv. And it's a chazak right for you. He's gonna run out. He's gonna drive me crazy the rest of my life. But mishat tishma devrayim. Once you hear the tainus, but the day lechem the noita, you know where it's going. You cannot say I'm stopping. I'm leaving this din tayru. Shenema lo yisaguru b'pneish. The pasuk says in the Torah, "Don't be scared of anyone. Do not be scared of anyone. Once you start the Torah, don't be scared of him. Just go ahead, and that's your job." Rabbi Shulam Karchay Emer, "I don't know how much Yosef Nei Rabbi. A Talmud in front of his Rabbi. He's Rabbi making a pasuk. Raz Chustani, and he sees It means it's this guy, he's a famous guy, he's all over the papers, and he is winning the Din Torah, but the Talmud realizes that the Rebbe's making a mistake. Because first of all, his Rebbe's making a mistake, and second of all, the Usher is the one who's Chayiv. So if he opens his mouth, he's in big trouble. First of all, he's saying something in front of his Rebbe, and second of all, he's saying something in front of the Usher. The Usher would not be happy. He should not be quiet. And Rabbi Chanan Omer, what's found in the pasuk of Zuv Reish? Lisachnis Devarach of Reish. Don't gather in your words because of a scare of a person. And therefore, say what's on your mind. Say, it's a chiv to say what's on your mind. Now, more about a Din Torah. V'yu Edim Yoedim Esmihei Me'idim. When Edim are saying Edis and Din Torah, no, who are you saying Edis on? You're saying Edis on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take care of this Gneva. If you're saying the wrong way, wrong psak, so Hashem has to take it back from them and give it to the other person. So it's mamash, you're saying Eidus Tash Hashem. If Nei Miyem Eidim, saying Eidus in front of Hashem. Me also Lefarmem, who's gonna pay back to be Hashem. So remember what you're doing. You're mamash, you're standing in front of Hashem when you say Eidus. Shenem of Omdu Shnei Anoshim Hashem Ha'riva Fnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. And same thing for the Yonim also. For you are the Yonim, Yoidim Es Mi Hein Donim, Fnei Mi Hein Donim, Umi Osi Li Farahem. Same thing, they should know who they're saying Eidus, who they're saying a psak to, and in front of who they're saying a psak, and who's going to pay back. Shenem of Kim Litzel V'das Kel. V'chem Mi Yashofet O'Emer, it says, when he's talking to the Yonim, it says, V'yomer La Shariftim Ru'u, Ma'atam Oisim, Kiloy La Odom Tishvatu, you're not being Tishvatu for Odom, Kil Hashem. And then it says, V'imokem b'dvar mishpat. So, because Shema Yema Adayin, maybe the Dayin's going to say, Ma'ali b'tzarazah, why am I getting involved in this? Am I making a mistake? Tamlil, V'imokem b'dvar mishpat. Which means, Hashem tells you, whatever you're in your heart, and you're paskin, that's the right way to go. Ain loy l'dayin el masha, ain of royas. If you make a psak, clear psak, with full heart, and full das, and full concentration, don't worry if you make a mistake. Because ain l'dayin el masha, ain of royas. What you see. Now, it said before in the Gemara that a Gemara Din, after Gemara Din, you can't do Pshar according to Tanakama. So, Hechi Dovi Gemara Din. Or if we don't Rav, Ish Plani at the Chayiv, Ish Plani at the Zakai, that's a Gemara Din. Omar Rav, who do you pass like? This is what Rav Yosef, I'll go back to Rav Yosef, what you said about how you do Bezin today. But here, Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav, Halacha Ka Rav Yeshua Ben Karcha. We pass like Rav Yeshua Ben Karcha. That's the Halacha. That we pass Rav Yeshua Ben Karcha, that's a mitzvah to do. It's a mitzvah to do pshara. Break my any. But Rav Huna Talmid Rav Hava. Rav Huna was a Talmud Rav. Ki Hava Osa Kamei Rav Huna. When someone came from Rav Huna, Amal Lahu, they told that Rav Huna used to tell the Bali Dinim, Idina Baisi Pshara Baisi. What do you want, a pshara or a din? So Heki say that we pass it's a mitzvah. He gave him a choice. So I'm like, you know what mitzvah means? My mitzvah name to come Rav Yishuma Karacha? Mitzvah Lamei Malahu. It's a mitzvah to tell them, to give them the choice. Idina Baisi or pshara Baisi? Do you want din or pshara? So, Frank the Gemara, in Cain, Hainu Tanakama. Tanakama wants to give you a choice. Ikebnaim a mitzvah. According to Tanakama, it's not a mitzvah. But you have a choice, but it's not a mitzvah. According to the Rishon Karka, it's a mitzvah. But you give him a choice to the mitzvah. He doesn't have to keep this mitzvah. It's a choice for this mitzvah. So, Hainu Tanakama, Ikebnaim a mitzvah. Rishon Karka saw a mitzvah. Tanakama saw a rishos. Tanakama holds a rishos. Frank the Gemara, then Hainu Shim Amunasya. Shem Nasya, isn't that Shem Nasya? Marzik of Anayu, we spoke out already, Mishatishma Devrayim. The difference of Shem and Manasseh and Tanakam is, Mishatishma Devrayim, Vati Adaya Lehechen Adin Noita, Iyat Roshay Loim Lehem, Tzu Ubitzu. Once you know where it's heading, you cannot say, go to U Ubitzu. That you can't say already, that you're not allowed to do, and say, let's make a Pshara. So it comes out, again, these are the four Shitas. One Shita is, the Tanakama holds that it's a, like we said, the Tanakama holds that it's not a mitzvah, you have a choice. According to Rav Shulman Karka, you give him a choice, but it's a mitzvah. According to Shulman Manasseh, and the difference between Tanakama and Shulman Manasseh, the Tanakama, you can't do it after Gemara Din. And Shulman Manasseh, after you hear the Tanakama, you can't do it. And then we have the Shita of Rab Elazar, Benoit Shere Zerg Lili, who holds that it's usher to do a pshara. You're not allowed to do a pshara. And in Shulchan Aruch, Simon your base, Sif Beis, you paskin mitzvah loymer lebali dinim betchila hadin atem reitzim or pshara. That's what you paskin. You give him a choice. It's a mitzvah. You want pshara or you want din. In rotsu pshara, I say pshara. Ukashem shemuzer shalahatas hadin kach muzer shloyata pshara laachias vachaveroi bechol bezin shoyis pshara tamid reizim a shubuch medvar amurim koydin gmar din. So this is the pshat in Shulchan Aruch that Pshara is Meshubach, as the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like Rabbi Shimon Karcha, that it is a mitzvah.